In China, you know, the emperor is Chinese, and all his subjects are Chinese too. It is many years since the story I'm going to tell you happened, but that's all the more reason for telling it. It would be a pity if it were forgotten. The emperor had the most beautiful palace in all the world. It was made of porcelain, so delicate and fragile, you had to be very careful how you moved about in it. The garden was full of exquisite flowers. On the rarest and most beautiful, tiny silver bells were hung so that people passing by would be sure to notice them. Indeed, everything in the emperor's garden had been most ingenious.